Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern & Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Welcome into 76ers Insiders Play-In Tournament Edition. The Sixers and the Heat is the matchup. The Sixers end the regular season on an 8-game winning streak. They'll be the 7 with home court against a team that they split the regular season series with 2-2. Matt Murphy and Lauren Rosen set to be joined by Amy Audibert from the Miami Heat radio and TV broadcasts shortly. But when it comes to this matchup, we've been at practice this week. The excitement is building, Lauren, and we'll get to X factors, but just practice takeaways.
Well, it's interesting. I told you that I felt a little bit of nerves going into play-in week. And what was interesting going into practice on both Monday and Tuesday, because as we can quickly recap, the Flyers game on Tuesday night at the center is the reason why the Sixers aren't playing their 7-8 play-in game on Tuesday night. Instead, they have to wait till Wednesday, which though gives them 2 days of practice. And despite any nerves that I might have felt as a bystander, the guys are treating this very much business as usual. There is a system that's been put in place over these last 8 or 9 months under Nick Nurse that exists for this reason, right? To end up in April, May, and June with the things that this team needs, with a toolbox, as Nick Nurse says, from which they can draw from as the playoffs get underway. So it was cool to go in and see two practices that look a lot like how practice has looked over the entirety of the regular season, regardless of who the cast of characters was at any given time. These practices look similar. The vibes are high. The focus is there. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the Sixers harness that as they head into their first play-in opportunity.
April, May, June, AMJ, another one, expect to win, the rubber bracelets, the signage at the Penn Medicine Philadelphia 76ers training complex. And when it comes to an X factor for me, I'm going with the former Miami Heat player, Kyle Lowry, against his former team. He's been in big playoff games. He's been in the play-in tournament, made it all the way. He's been on this team earlier this season in the Heat, and he's always teaching, whether he's got the most times with the iPad in hand. So I'm going with the vet, Kyle Lowry. How about you?
And Nurse said today at practice that Kyle, in ways that he will not share externally, which is smart and strategic by Coach Nurse, says that Kyle has been more than helpful over these last few days, pulling back the curtain to what the Miami Heat might try to do in not a single elimination situation, but in a win-in-advanced single game situation on Wednesday. My X factor, Matt Murphy, has got to be Kelly Oubre Jr., and here's why. As the Sixers played for nearly 2 months, or a little over 2 months, without Joel Embiid, Kelly Oubre was asked to step up, was asked to score more, was asked to defend at a higher level, and he did it all in a very impressive way. What I was curious to see then, though, when Joel gets reintegrated to the team, as was the case when we watched Tyrese Maxey and when we watched Tobias Harris, Nick Batum, and these guys that have never played with Joel in Kyle Lowry and Buddy Hield, I was curious, how would Kelly's production change? How would his rhythm change? And the answer is, it didn't. Kelly has been awesome, even alongside Joel Embiid. So now to watch him go into a playoff situation that he says is the reason why, or one of the biggest reasons why he chose to join the 76ers in the first place, watching him get to live this excitement that he has been building towards all season long, having played extremely well, 18.5 points and 6.6 rebounds over the last 10 games for Kelly Oubre Jr., I'm just excited to see him have his moment that he's been waiting for, having proved, though, that he can have moments alongside some of the biggest scorers in this league and still make his presence known on both sides of the ball. So I'm going to go with Kelly.
On top of all the existing characters that everyone knows, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, they both played in the April 4th win at Miami. They combined for 45 points in the first half. Embiid scored 29 in the game. Maxey almost had a triple-double with 37, 9, and 11, 30-plus for him in the most recent three games out of the four after the Christmas night game in Miami. And then the names on the other side, we know those too. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero is back, and we'll talk more Heat coming up on 76ers Insiders with Miami Heat analyst Amy Audibert.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Joining us back on the 76ers Insiders podcast, Amy Audibert, who knows all things Miami Heat, but has Toronto Raptors roots as well. So there's some serious crossover between the Sixers Heat play-in matchup on Wednesday and, of course, Amy and now head coach Nick Nurse, but then head coach Nick Nurse with the Toronto Raptors. Amy, thank you so much for bringing your expertise to our program today.
Well, thanks for reaching out. I got to tell you, I was packing my bag last night, and I'm like, I cannot believe we're going to Philadelphia for a play-in. This is just not what was on anybody's bingo card. I don't care what anybody says, they were lying if they had this set up at the beginning of the year. But then again, it's that 82-game season, and anything can happen. So here we go.
And just because you jump off the diving board with the play-in, having had that experience with the play-in, the Sixers lack it. What was it like to make it out of the play-in and into the finals last year?
Well, first of all, the actual play-in, I can't say I love it. I'm an anxious person. Like, I love, you know what I mean? Come on now. We got handled by Atlanta in that first game on our home court. I think they had like 17 or 18 offensive rebounds. And then Chicago came in, and thank goodness DeMar did not bring his daughter, who likes to scream during the free throws, and Toronto missed all those free throws. I'm sure Coach Nurse would remember that a little bit. But, you know, we were losing with 4 minutes left in that game. And then Max Strus just caught some fire a little bit. And next thing you know, we wake up and we're in Milwaukee. But I do remember our team was very much so like, we're here to compete. And that was the vibe. And I always appreciated that. I just loved how much a team can kind of really come together in these tight moments and make something special happen. So here we go again. I mean, at the same time, there's the reality that what happened last year was very, very tough. And I'm grateful to have been in the middle of it and kind of get to see that a little bit more closer than most people. But the play-in is, you guys will see. You walk into the gym Wednesday night, into the arena, and it's just the little bit of a different feeling, I think, for everybody, because it's kind of like, even though there will be a second game for whoever doesn't advance, it's still a second game to elimination. And so it's definitely a different vibe, but I love it. And I love that the league put this in, because I think it's making the regular season a bit more competitive.
How much are you looking forward to the chess match that is these coaches, Nick Nurse and Eric Spoelstra? And what have you gleaned from being around Coach Spoelstra, not only in a play-in tournament setting, but just around him for a couple of years of being one of the top coaches?
Yeah, I mean, I think in some ways there's similarities with Nick in that, like, first of all, defense first. They want their guys to play hard for 94 feet. And, you know, I think that with Spo, he just really, he says it a lot, but then he really, you can tell, you can just, he believes that he has always has enough to compete a game and win a game. You know, it doesn't matter. And you guys all know too, right, with your 36 starting lineups and our 35, yet two teams that are well above 500, you have to have a coach that's going into every single game with a game plan to win that game, regardless of who's available or who's not available. And so, which with Spo, I mean, clearly he's also, you know, I remember Masai called Nick a mad scientist years ago. And for Spo, I also kind of feel that way. You know, he's definitely a mad scientist. They're always coming up with some kind of little wrinkle or something, some kind of adjustment. And I love it. Super competitive. Just really do believe that they have a chance in every single game they play. So looking forward to that playoff kind of vibe now that's going to be around for everybody moving forward.
A lot of mutual respect shared too between those two coaches. I've heard them speak about each other in a complimentary manner over, especially with Nurse literally today, but over the years as well. And speaking of people that respect each other, Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid, Amy, I would love to hear from you sort of a high level overview for our Sixers fans. What is this Miami Heat team all about this year? Obviously they have some strong memories with some certain players and some certain playoff series, but when you sort of break down this particular Miami Heat team, what makes them special to you?
I think it's just, and like you guys can probably say the same thing. It's the fact that you finished this season, like kind of just with the way it's went all season, with not having the guys available consistently, you know, and that's tough, but still finding a way to show up and at least trying to really competing to try to get it done and taking care of business when they absolutely can. And the huge midseason trade, which you guys obviously are also benefiting from with Kyle Lowry, but that's tough when you kind of switch your point guard up in the middle of the season on the fly and to try to make that adjustment. But I think that, you know, we went through that 7-game losing streak and then got kind of bounced back onto the right track going into All-Star break. We were up in Philly for one of those games, and then came out of All-Star break really committing back to the defensive end and just getting back to that identity. And as much as everybody wants to score, and we certainly have guys that can score, at the end of the day, you just got to realize that, you know, sure, if you shoot 40, 42% from three, you take that any game. But at the same time, like, I believe this team knows that they can stay in games if they can defend. And that's the bread and butter for the Miami Heat, kind of always has been, at least for a while. So that's kind of what I just most enjoy, is I'm almost accepting their reality that this is the way they've got to get it done.
The second game of the four was right before the All-Star break, and they were all back and forth, evenly played games and evenly played series. What did you take away from this regular season series?
I mean, it's been tough because I think we've seen Joel once, and I think that you all have seen Jimmy once, which aren't the definitions of the team, but they certainly play a big part in the team and really the game planning for both teams. And like for both teams in terms of who's available, who's not, and then who you're going up against and who you're not. So it's been tough. I mean, even, you know, that Christmas game, we find out kind of like everyone else know Jimmy, but then Jaime Hawkins Jr. has this like incredible game, right? But we know that when the big guy's out there, man, everyone else has a lot more time and space. And so that certainly affects the game. And we really, we've only got to see that once. So it's hard for me to pull apart too much from the regular season. But what I will say is that both teams certainly have X factors. Kelly Oubre Jr. Has played some big time minutes against Miami this year. And so, yes, of course, Tyrese Maxey is man, he's something else. And then Joel, but then there is that X factor. There is that third guy. And I could say the same thing about the Miami Heat. There's always going to be that third or fourth guy that also puts pressure on defense. So I can't say that consistency has been a thing between Philly and Miami this season, but I guess that makes this kind of play and atmosphere adds that extra wrinkle or wedge into it in that, like, who knows? Because really there's not much in this season to base it on.
Yeah, we were talking in the last segment about the fact that these teams have seen each other four times since Christmas, but almost zero times at full strength, right? So it is sort of this like blank slate. I'm curious, you talk about the third option, the fourth option, people that could arise. One of my favorite questions to talk to the opposing team talent like yourself about. One of my favorite questions to ask is, when you think about tomorrow night's game, maybe an X factor, we talked about a traditional X factor, but maybe a non-traditional X factor or a storyline that people may not be aware of in Philadelphia, something that's excited you about this Miami Heat team throughout the season that could prove relevant in any way in the play-in. Just a little extra nugget from Amy, if you don't mind sharing one.
Well, when we were close to full strength about 2 weeks ago, before two of our starters once again were sidelined, we had this incredible surge off the bench, and it was Caleb Martin and Haywood Highsmith that were really kind of coming up and putting in this like full court press, really getting on teams. And then Jaime and then eventually Kevin Love came back too. So for me, like I think that when you get into these types of games and really the postseason, you've got to have depth. You've got to have that second punch, and it's got to you have to know what's coming every game. You can't just hope your second unit shows up and plays. And we consistently saw that there for probably about a week or so, and it was really, really exciting. Now, of course, we've had to rejig our lineup again with Duncan, and both Duncan Robinson and Terry Rozier hadn't been available. Getting Tyler Hero back has been great, but now Caleb was back in the starting lineup. We're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. We have the updates that you all have. But for that little window of a maybe what the rotation was supposed to be, it was really nice to see. So we'll see who's available tomorrow. But I think just having that second wave for the Miami Heat has been really nice while we had that option.
I wish we didn't have to wait the extra day. I wish we could just tip it off.
I woke up this morning and I was like, I wish it was tonight.
No, I get like that when I get to the arenas. When I get to the arenas, it's like you go through the pressers and you're like, all right, let's go. But you have that like probably an hour and a half. But I'm okay just taking an extra day.
Well, listen, if nothing else, it's a bonus opportunity to see you. And so we're looking forward to having you over in Philadelphia. And Amy, thank you so much for sharing all of your wonderful insights with us on the 76ers Insiders podcast today.
Thanks for having me. Great to talk to you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
That was a lot of fun with Amy. Great to get the opposing team's perspective and someone who has worked with Nick Nurse as well. So like a double whammy of good things to have Amy join us on 76ers Insiders.
It's fun, Matt Murphy, because the longer you spend in the league, the more crossover you're able to experience, right? So the fact that Amy's watching her two head coaches from her most recent stops in the NBA go at it tomorrow. She's watching the point guard in Kyle Lowry that she started the season with play for the Sixers. I'm watching Jimmy Butler, just a personal baby anecdote. When I came to the Sixers, I was just a few weeks after Jimmy Butler. So everything that's happened since Jimmy joined the Sixers up until now, that's my Sixers era, right? So having Jimmy come back in the building tomorrow is significant for me. Everybody sort of has those sort of those stories. Joel versus Jimmy is huge. Tyrese Maxey, who the Heat notably did not draft. Everybody has these sort of relationships among teams, among competitors every night. And I'm just excited to see how this whole thing unfolds as the Sixers take on the play-in tournament for the first time.
It goes down the line. Amy mentioned Haywood Highsmith, who a few years
back. Your guy.
Was on the Bluecoats, and Amy was doing some Raptors G League stuff in my neck of the woods. So it goes down the line. Should be a fun matchup. And thanks to everybody out there for listening to the first postseason edition of the 76ers Insiders podcast.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.